the pill option also, I think, is the most natural in my mind for abortion option, simply because it does not, it's not intrusive, right? So there's no, you know, tools or anything kind of being inserted into the womb. It just allows you to almost like naturally miscarry, right? So that's always in my mind, because I do want to have another child. I'm always thinking about if I'm ruining, you know, my equipment in a way by the idea of going through a medical procedure. So I think that's the other benefit to doing the pill.
I took it at night before going to sleep, and I slept for a few hours, and then I woke up to use the restroom, and it was just, you know, going to the restroom and blood coming out, but it wasn't painful in the sense that I couldn't walk or I couldn't do anything. It was more just your body flushing itself, you know, like that's how I could describe it. And it went on for about, let's see, maybe 3 hours on and off, and then I was able to sleep until the next morning, and then I woke up and I was fine. I was able to do things. You know, I wasn't jumping or running, but I was able to do the things that I needed to do. So it was fine. It went well. It wasn't painful. I was expecting a lot more pain. And it was just like cramps. You know, before you get your period, you get those uncomfortable cramps. And that's what it felt like.
I knew this was the right decision for me. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought it was, since I was so early and, you know, was kind of on top of it, I didn't feel like it was that much different than taking the morning after pill, which I know so many people take now, you can get it over the counter. So I think that kind of made me feel a little bit better about my decision, and it was just a lot easier than, you know, I feel like it, I don't know, wasn't as a big deal than doing it another way.
I was super nervous at first. I didn't really know what to expect. I had done some Googles and read things online, and obviously you find some of the most worst cases that you could possibly read. But I sort of set up my station at home. I had pillows and like all the things that I would need, so I wouldn't have to do much rooming. My partner was there with me, so he was just around just in case. And I actually had virtually no pain, no cramping, some heavy bleeding, but overall, I mean, it was almost as if I had a really bad period day, and that was it.